Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. That's why, like it, share it. That's what I want you all to do. That's what I want you to do, baby. Like it, share it. That's right. Let everybody know that Silk is on the air. So I want you to share it everywhere. That's right. Share it everywhere. Yes. Don't forget you all to download the Frank Speech app. The Frank Social app is two different apps and it's absolutely free. So download those apps so we can stay connected, you all. You know, they want to just basically censor our voices. They don't want us talking to each other. They want us just like the slaves from back in the day. Yeah, they didn't want us congregating. They don't want you congregating. They didn't want them congregating. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Yep, I said it. If you have any questions, email them diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there. Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, X Live. Shout out to each and every one of you all. I want to say thank you so very much for supporting me and the show. Hello. It's nothing wrong with typing hello. You all go ahead on and type hello in the chat. That's right. Type hello in the chat. Okay. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, The Stripes TV, Blessed News Network, to Eagle News Network, and to all of the different networks that's carrying a Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Shout out to you. Thank you so, so very much. I truly, truly do appreciate it. The show, you all, is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Toppers 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more, you all. I want you all to go right on over there to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. That's right, promo code Diamond, all right? Don't forget to go also to MyStore.com and get some of that My Coffee, that good old My Coffee. Yes. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at MyStore.com. And don't forget, there's other American-based businesses there at MyStore.com. Patronize American-based businesses. They also have the Diamond and Silk book there, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, is right there at MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond or promo code Trump won, because Trump did win, and they know, and we know it, and they know we know it. That's right. The show is also sponsored by PatchThat.com. PatchThat.com. Now, listen, if you need more information concerning the patches, if you need help getting ordering your patches, go to PatchThat.info and fill out that form, and somebody will contact you and assist you with that. A lot of people are not used to a lot of the different ways they have, people have their website set up when it comes down to ordering different things. Sometimes it can be a little complicated. All right. So we can help uncomplicate that thing by helping you out. Okay. So that's patchthat.info if you need assistance. If you want the patches, then go to patchthat.com. That's patchthat.com. They have the Ice Wave patch, the Eon patch, the X39 patches, the X49, the SP6 patch. Oh my goodness, y'all. They have so many different patches that's good for a lot of different things. I absolutely love them. Yes, I do. Even the energy enhancer. Ooh, incredible. The main thing I love about these patches is the fact that no drugs, no chemicals enters my body. No, none of that. It's not one of those patches like they got out here where the medicine is in the patch and it's going in your body. None of that. All right. No. It basically reflects the light back into my body, and my body do what it needs to do to heal itself. That's right. This is my body, and I can talk about my body. That's right. Don't forget to go to diamondandsilkstore.com. You all get the We Want Trump bumper stickers. We want Trump. Now I got to get me some water. Yep. We want Trump bumper stickers. Excuse me, you all. Now y'all know that I've been under the weather. I'm doing a lot better, okay? I'm doing a lot better. But things come and go. But guess what? I'm here, okay? And if we have to take a break, y'all have a commercial prepared for Silk in case we have to take a break so I can get myself together, okay? Because I'm right at the end of this thing. And you know when you're at the end of something, it seems like everything want to just come upon you. But guess what? I'm going to beat this thing. And we're going to beat this thing. We surely are. I am going to beat it. Okay? Now, tonight we have Axe Silk. This is a place where you can vent. All right? I want you all to be able to vent. Because there's so much to vent about. So much that we can talk about. Okay? So I want to give you all the opportunity to vent. Of course, after I vent. And I'm going to get out what I got to say. I surely am. If I have to say it and then cough and then come back and finish saying it, that's what I'm going to do. Now, the number is 1-877-810-SILK. 1-877-810-7455. But I just want to say this now. When it's time for you all to come on to speak to me, make sure that your TV, your radio, whatever you're listening to me on is turned down, okay? So that I can hear you and you can hear me. Now, while I was out getting my rest so that I can at least be able to get up to this spill, I think I want to say I'm about 95%, okay, there. My father happened to come over, you all, and we put 30 eggs in the incubator. 30 eggs in the incubator. I am videoing this and taking pictures and different things. And we're looking for the birth date of these eggs to hatch to be May the 9th. Yes, that's 21 days from it. So May the 9th. Okay. And I believe that it's time for everybody to learn survival skills. Yes, survival skills. So instead of teaching the children in schools on how to chop off their penises and so on something. Woo! Yes. Stop it, Silk. Stop it. Okay, I have to talk to myself, y'all. We need to be teaching our children how to survive. How to survive. You know, I thank God for my father. He's from the old school. And everything, and he knows so much, has so much knowledge, and I want to gain as much knowledge as I can so that I don't have to be dependent on this government, you all. Okay, that's what I am doing. We're living in a Biden's America, we're living in this tyrannical government, and our country is basically going straight to hell, and they want us dependent on them. And after looking at this documentary over the weekend, and I still got some more episodes to look at, but the one thing that they want to do, they will take your food from you. They want to take your food from you and leave you starving. And when a person is hungry and starving, they will do pretty much anything just to eat. Yes. And what I want for myself is to be self-sufficient. I do not want to be dependent on the government. Something is wrong with these demonic bastards. Something is seriously wrong with them. Something is terribly wrong with them. Now, when I look at the way that they're trying to prosecute, they're trying to prosecute President Trump without a crime. Okay? So if there's no crime, what you're doing is persecuting Trump. That's what you're doing. And I asked myself this question, why won't they show the trial on TV? Y'all just think about this for a minute. Why won't they show the trial on TV? Why do they want to keep the evidence away from us, you all? They don't want us to see the evidence, huh? They want to keep what they call a crime a secret, okay? But one thing I want you all to know about President Donald J. Trump, he wants all Americans to see what's going on. He wants cameras in the courtroom so that you all can see what's going on. He wants all of the evidence that these demonic Democrats and these deep state snake Republicans say that they have. He wants Americans to see all of this. But they want to keep everything hush hush and hidden, hidden. See, that's what them old KKK members did. They went on down in the basement and hush hush had their little secret meetings and different things. And then they went back out and did their lynching. How they gonna railroad folk. Mm-hmm. But President Donald J. Trump wants all of it out there so that the American people can decide for themselves as to what's going on. Now, like I said, there's a difference between prosecution and persecution. Okay? You prosecute somebody who's did a crime, and you prosecute them for the crime. But we have yet to see the crime. Okay? Now, I have more proof, and this is my proof as to why I say Trump is being persecuted. In 2022, you had Hillary Clinton, who quietly, remember I said something about them KKK, quietly settled a campaign finance violation over reporting the Steele dossier funding as legal services. Guess what, y'all? Hillary Clinton paid a fine and was never arrested. She paid a fine and was never arrested. Joe Biden committed campaign finance violations, you all. He paid a fine, was never arrested, never prosecuted. Barack Obama committed campaign finance violations, you all. He paid a fine, was never arrested, was never prosecuted. Neither one of these caricatures was never indicted. On November the 14th, 1988, Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000 in a civil settlement. Okay? So it makes me wonder if Republicans can indict Bill Clinton so that we the people can see if he, even if he at least used American tax dollars to pay Paula Jones off to hush up. We should be able to see that, shouldn't we? Hmm? In 2017, that was 7 years ago, Trump was paying a lawyer named Michael Cohen and marked it down as a legal expense. And even though the statute of limitation had passed, even though this is, you know, FEC because it's a part of the election and that's federal, Trump is indicted for making a payment to his lawyers. Okay? And Democrats are saying that this was hush-up payments. Even though they're saying absolutely nothing about Congress hush-up slush fund, being paid for by American tax dollars. Yes, Congress, did y'all know that? I continue to tell y'all that Congress have a hush-up slush fund. So I want to know, when do we get the names of the congressmen or congresswomen, the Congress members who paid off their accusers through this hush-up slush fund? Will any of them be indicted? Okay. You want to talk about Trump? You want to say he paid off somebody? We have a whole Congress who have a slush fund set up to pay off their accusers. huh? And we have yet to know their name. And they're using American tax dollars to do it. From my understanding, this was President Trump's money that he used to pay Michael Cohen. Huh? Now, from my understanding, Alvin, who looks like he done ate Simon and Theodore, is basically saying that by hiding and covering up negative information of the alleged affair with a porn star from voters, that it was an attempt to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. You all, it is 2024. These fools is talking about the 2016 presidential election. Remember, they already looked at this stuff, okay? The DOJ, they already looked at it and they was like, it's nothing we can do about this. Huh? They already looked at this. Okay? And with them already looking at it and saying it's nothing we can do about it, now Alvin, no, maybe we can fit some stuff up. Now, keep in mind that this is something that Congress has been doing for years when it comes down to paying off their accusers and keeping it from the voters to do what? Influence elections. Ooh, I'm dropping some truth bombs. If I'm dropping some truth bombs, you all type right now in the chat, say truth bomb. That's all you got to say. Or just type truth if you don't know how to spell bomb. Don't even put bomb there. They'd be thinking we about to blow up something. Just type truth. T-R-U-T-H. Okay? Just type truth. All right? This is something that Congress have been doing for years using American tax dollars. But have anybody been prosecuted? Huh? But everybody's been paid off. Yeah. And there's one more other thing, you know, I got to say about this Alvin and the Democrats. They failed to tell the public this, but still gonna go ahead on and tell it. I'm gonna have to spill the beans and the collard greens and the in-between with a side of onion rings. I'm gonna have to tell it because they won't tell you, I'm gonna tell you. Now, Stormy Daniels, this is the porn star that everybody wanna be speaking about. She got sued for lying about an affair with Trump. She was ordered to pay $200,000 to Trump in damages. You all, did y'all know that? Huh? And she also wrote a letter dated January the 30th, 2018. All right? And I have to read to you all what she wrote. Okay. She said, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, and 2017, and now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. So, this is the letter dated January 30th, 2018, where she said, I am denying this affair because it never happened. So if she admits that there was no affair, then why is there a trial? Oh, now some may say, oh, it's an FEC violation. Well, where is the fine? Like they gave Hillary, Obama, Biden, and many more others. Huh? If this is an FEC violation. And if it's an FEC violation, it should be in federal court. Now, from my understanding, I'm hearing that it was actually Michael Cohen that had the alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. That's what I'm hearing, okay? And I'm also hearing that Michael Avenatti, who was Stormy Daniels' attorney, is willing to testify on behalf of Trump's defense. Have y'all heard that? That's what I had heard now, okay? All right? Now let me back this train up. I want to make sure we got something right, because I don't want nobody coming to sue me, okay? I'm saying allegedly that Michael Cohen had an affair or a relationship with Stormy Daniels, okay? Because that's what I had heard, all right? I wasn't in nobody's bedroom to see no action going down. I wasn't at no restaurant. I was not there, okay? I'm telling you what I had heard, all right? And from my understanding, it was Michael Avenatti is the one that put it out. And I'm going to have to say allegedly, because it was out there. And you know how people talk. Now, in my own humble opinion, what I feel that's going on, you all, is the fact that they know that Biden can't win an election off of his own merits. They know he can't do that. They know they done umped up this country. They know they done umped it up. They know that they can't campaign on high inflations, high gas pricing, high food costs, high mortgages, open borders, wars, high crimes, chaos. They can't campaign on American citizens being replaced with their newcomers who are illegal aliens. They know they can't campaign on that. So instead, Democrats are coordinating lies and trying to turn misdemeanors into felonies to make it appear like President Trump is some type of criminal. Now, keep in mind, President Trump got into the political arena back in 2015/16, because that's when he became the president. All of these old heads that's trying to take out Trump, how long have they been in government position and how much money have they laundered? I'm just asking. You even got Democrat Benny Thompson. Let me calm down, Silk. Calm down. Introducing legislation to strip Secret Service protection for any individual who spent a year or more in prison. Okay? Now, we can clearly see that this act isn't about or isn't being created for any individual. This is being created to target Trump once again. Just like they changed the statute of limitation to get Trump and ignored the appellate court's decisions to get Trump, they are desperate to get Trump because Democrats have nothing good to run on. The people have awakened. They can see clear as day that these people mean our country no good. And poor Biden, just poor Biden. You know, it should be elderly abuse with what I see coming from him. I laugh about it, but it's not even a laughing matter because this fool have access to the button. He may think it's a life call button. He's falling and he can't get up. They want us to depend on him while he's wearing the pants. You see what I'm, do y'all see where I'm coming from? Now, he tried to mimic what Trump did there in New York when he went to the bodega. Y'all remember that? All of the people came out to see Trump. Yes, 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 yes. And what Biden did, it was an absolute complete disaster. Okay? And to tell you the truth, it looked like the only people that was there was Biden's caregivers, guiding him around like the illegitimate bastard that he truly is. Huh? That's what it looked like to me. That's exactly what it looked like to me. And so it's a doggone shame that, you know, he can walk into place, and I'm talking about Biden now. And everybody just looked like, look at this lunatic walking through here. Huh? They can stage things cleverly. They could just stage things cleverly, you all, to make it appear a certain way. But with President Donald J. Trump, it's authentic. They can say President Trump is going to be at this location. Thousands upon thousands of people go there to see President Donald J. Trump. But you say that stuff about Jim Crow Joe Biden, people out there with their sign says, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. Listen, it is clear as day that the people are not, we're not for Jim Crow Joe Biden. It's clear as day. And it's a sad day. It truly, truly is. Now, I want to read President Trump's defense opening statements in this particular trial that's happening there in New York. And this is what it reads. I'm just going to read a few lines. It says, President Trump is innocent. President Trump did not commit any crimes. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office should never have brought this case. We will call him President Trump for the remaining of the trial out of respect for his service to the country. He's a man. He's a husband. He's a father. And he's a person just like you and just like me. You see, what they want to do, they want to remove the fact that President Trump is President Trump. And they also don't want you to know that the ones that is persecuting President Trump are all Democrats. Even down to the media won't even say that these are Democrats that's persecuting President Donald J. Trump. They don't want you to know that it's Democrats. By the way, where the hell is Jim Jordan? Huh? Where is Congress? Where are you at calling for a collusion conspiracy investigation? Uh-huh. Where it is clear that the Democrats DAs, the Democrats attorney generals, these Democrats prosecutors, and these Democrat judges are colluding with the Biden regime to keep President Trump tied up in court so that he can't campaign as the top Republican candidate. Huh? Where are you at, Republican Congress? Huh? I just want to know, where are you at on this? We have the receipts. There's evidence out there. Where is Jim Jordan? Huh? I'm tired of this theatrical stuff that you get there and you do. Listen, real crimes are being committed against an American citizen openly, okay? And Republican Congress is doing absolutely nothing about it. So when I ask the question, where you at, Jim Jordan? Where you at, Republican Congress? I believe this video that I'm about to have my producers to play, can answer that for you. Can you please play clip one and clip two? Okay, yeah, okay. I don't know if you all can hear me, but they got to get the audio. So just let me know you all when you all get that, because that's an important clip. Clip one and clip two. The people need to know exactly truly what's going on. and why it is going on. The people needs to know and they needs to hear it. And I want to give them the opportunity to hear it because everybody don't have social media. Everybody, they come here and they watch me. And so because they come here and they watch me, I want to give them the truth about what's truly going on in our country. Because stuff is starting to make a whole lot of sense. It's starting to make a whole lot of sense. So you are, before I go another further, I need to play video clips 1 and 2. So make sure that we have audio for it. And like I continue to ask the question, where the hell is Republican Congress at? Jim Jordan. Now y'all done set up there on the hill and you got all of these people that's coming in, get theatrical. They tell everything that's going on and nothing is done about it. You got President Donald J. Trump who's being persecuted and being prosecuted for something that's not even a crime. Did you hear what I'm saying? Prosecuted for something that's not even a crime. How do you be prosecuted for something that's not even a crime? Huh? How? So once again, I ask the question, where the hell is the Republican Congress at? Where are you at, Jim Jordan? Oh, God, I feel my help coming on. But I'm going to calm down. And I'm going to let my producers play clip 1 and 2. Go ahead, producer.
And by the way, you know, whatever, that's all I'll say.
By the way.
No, I mean, people don't say that because they're worried about getting punished. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Right.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people on the intel committee, including people who run the intel committee, the people whose job it is to oversee and keep in line these enormous secretive agencies whose budgets we can't even know. They're black budgets. They're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. That's not compatible with democracy. Democracy is a really simple system, even representative democracy like ours. The people rule. They do so through elections. They express their preference through voting. They send their people to the capital city to run the government on their behalf. Whenever you have unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions, you don't have a democracy. You have something else, another system. I would call it a tyranny or whatever you want to call it. It's not a democracy. So that's like super obvious. It's playing out in front of everyone and no one cares and no one does anything about it. And I think the reason is because they're threatened. And if you look at the committee chairmen who allow this shit to happen year after year, they're all, and I don't know, people say, oh, they're compromised or being blackmailed or whatever. I don't have evidence of that, but I know them and they all have things to hide. I know that for a fact. And so it's not a stretch of imagination to imagine that, you know, some committee chairman who's allowing warrantless spying on Americans to continue or whatever abuse they're allowing, knowing fully or hiding the truth about UAPs, ignoring the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, like, why are they doing that? It's not impossible to imagine that some guy with a drinking problem or a weird sex life, and that's very common up there. That's why they're doing it. Because they don't want to be exposed. I don't have evidence of that. I don't have proof of that.
Right.
But that's not a crazy thing to assume that that could be happening. And I said to somebody, a very powerful person, the other day in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official holds a really senior position, a very famous person. I was going crazy. I was so mad about all this stuff and about the warrantless spying and about the funding for these insane wars. And I said to the guy who serves in one of the legislative bodies, like, I'm so mad my dogs were afraid. They're like, well, why are you yelling? Because I don't yell at home. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They're all, you know, got weird sex lives and all these things are hiding and they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, and I'm quoting, I know. I was like, okay, so at this point, we're just sort of admitting that's real. Like, why do we allow that to continue?
The having people compromise thing, God, that's an old story. It's
far too long to be able to clear those matters up.
May I say one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation unrelated in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that, they knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that.
So when I ask the question, where is the Republican Congress? And when I look at Speaker Mike Johnson and how he's continually funding these Democrats' pet projects, That explains a whole lot. It explains a whole lot. These people are afraid of the agencies, these three-letter organizations. This lady just admitted that the FBI is I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there, but planting child porn on her husband's computer, that they threatened to do that? Huh? Something is going on here. How is it that we have a whole full Republican Congress and nothing gets done? Who are the opposition to these individuals? And you go right along with everything. So my question is, why do we even have a Speaker of the House? Huh? If they are able to be blackmailed and threatened, why do we even have a Speaker of the House? Why do we even have a legislative branch, huh, who can't work for their constituents freely? Yeah, they can't work for their constituents freely, you all, because their hands are tied. They are controlled by these three-letter organizations, these unelected bureaucrats. And see, this is what's been happening in our country for all of these years. That's why our country looks like it's in hell right now, because we have nobody to govern us. We have nobody to govern us. They're not working for the benefit of the people. What they're doing is stealing our money, in my own humble opinion, and laundering it back to themselves. 60-something billion dollars just being given. How much money? Over 300 and something billion. How much money done already been given to Ukraine? Huh? For a war. And see, in this documentary that I was watching, it talked about how these people make money during war, in wars. Now, under President Donald J. Trump, no wars. But Jim Crow Joe Biden, the one that's supposed to be the one that have the best information when it comes down to dealing with foreign countries. We're in all of these quote unquote so-called wars. And see, I call it so-called for the simple fact you funding your enemy, okay? American tax dollars have been used to fund the enemy. I have to say allegedly because I wasn't there when they was funding it. But American tax dollars is being used to fund the enemy. Then you want to say, well, we stand with this country, but you funding that country's enemy? We can go all the way back to Afghanistan, honey. All of the different weaponry that was just left over there. Huh? Funding Iran, removing the sanctions, giving them millions and billions of dollars. This is crazy. Why do we even have elections when the process is tainted with fraudulent tactics and infiltrated with foreign interests? Huh? Why do we even have a Supreme Court when a lot of them are governed basically by their opinion versus the interpretation of the law? Why do we even have that? We just had the election case there for Arizona. The Supreme Court, oh, SCOTUS, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. Have they heard any cases regarding the election of 2020, the election process? Yet they want us to participate in the elections. But SCOTUS won't even hear it. We have clear evidence. Clear evidence. You got Mike Lindell flying around the country like he's Santa Claus, going from this state to that state to that state, showing how these people infiltrated their systems. Huh? He has the evidence. Yes, 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 yes. He has the proof with the truth. Uh-huh. See, Mike was right, and he's been right all along. But because of his political ideology, and it goes against the Democrat narrative, they want to shut all of that down. Okay? Now, this case has something to do with Carrie Lake when it comes down to Arizona. Y'all know she won there in Arizona. We all saw it go down where the machines malfunctioned on election day. All right? And see, the evidence is there, but you won't allow the people to disclose the evidence there in court. Why? Huh? So is our Supreme Court justices, are you being blackmailed? Huh? I just want to know, are you being blackmailed too? Are you being threatened too? Huh? Are they calling y'all in some little room and telling y'all that they're going to kill your family members if you don't go this way or go that way? I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying that's what happened with Mike Johnson. I'm not saying that's what happened with the Supreme Court justices. I'm not saying that could have possibly happened with Jim Jordan. I'm just saying, is that happening? I'm just curious. Can you talk? Can you let the people know? Can you let a sister know what's going on here? Huh? Because some things are not adding up. Some things are not making sense. American tax dollars are being blown and used to fund all of this stuff, but then you tell us to be quiet. We can't say nothing about it. And we see exactly what's going on here. It's clear as day. You have Jim Crow Joe Biden. This bastard is on tape admitting that he had classified documents downstairs when he was talking to his ghostwriter. Huh? This is according to his impeachment inquiry testimony. All right? Yet, he wasn't even the president, y'all. He wasn't even the president and was not even supposed to have classified documents. But he wasn't prosecuted. The DOJ said, okay, well, we got the stuff, but he's not mentally fit to stand trial. The entire hell. If you ain't mentally fit to stand trial, then how you mentally fit to run the country? And they want us to just shut up and go along with that. But you got President Donald J. Trump, who was the president, who's covered by the presidential act. Huh? His constitutional rights has been violated, and they want to prosecute him because they said that he had some classified documents. But he was the president. He could declassify the documents. This is crazy with what I see going on. Then you want to take and bleed this man of his money? Huh? You got that old black widow spider looking Letitia James? Want to say, okay, we want to take and just do away with his $175 million deposit. We just want to remove that so that y'all what can go what steal his wealth, go steal his properties? Huh? This is crazy with what I see going on here. Now the other day, when I was talking to an attorney, Mr. McBride, about 18 U.S. Code 1512 C2. Something profoundly came to me, you all, and I want my producers to please play clip 3 so you can see what it is. Now, let's really, really quick, and I'm going to get back to this here particular statute because you said something about the J6 committee and the way that it was set up from my understanding, it was not even set up accurately or correct or even legally, okay? But they still went through with their production. But at the end of the day, Mr. Attorney, they destroyed evidence. They destroyed evidence in that particular case. They destroyed video evidence in that particular case. And with them destroying the evidence that could have exonerated a lot of individuals, isn't that tampering with evidence? I'm not talking about the statute. I'm just saying in general now. I'm just asking a question.
No, this, you are deadly accurate in what you're saying. The answer is yes. It's tampering. It's the destruction of evidence. And they destroyed it in anticipation of a second January 6th committee happening with the Republican Congress. So they did it for the specific purpose of inhibiting part two of the January 6th proceedings. And by doing so, they cut the legs off of the Republicans who went in and said, okay, we want to open this case. We want to open the January 6th proceedings up again. We want to take a look at the evidence to see it for ourselves. Oh, by the way, it's all gone. Right? So they did exactly what they're accusing everybody else of doing, but there's no accountability for it.
I'm about to say, because if it actually happened, if the evidence is all gone, then that means all of these J6 political hostages should be all gone out of their prison system. You know, because what about the evidence for them?
In a perfect world, and that is a lot of the, we've made those arguments ad nauseum in the court, but you know, they've fallen on deaf ears.
So you all just think about it. Now, when the Democrats, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, ran that J6 committee, okay, they destroyed the evidence so that the Republican Congress couldn't see the evidence, which could have exonerated J6ers, allegedly, because I wasn't there when they destroyed it. But that's what had happened, according to all of the sources out there. I got to protect myself, okay? So it appears that they are actually guilty of 18 U.S. Code 1512 C2. They are the ones that destroyed the evidence when they knew that the Republicans was coming in. Remember, Republican Congress was coming in. And they destroyed the evidence from the Republican Congress. They actually are guilty of what they're locking the J6 political hostages up for. Huh? The J6 hostages didn't destroy evidence. The J6 Democrat Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who ran this committee, did. So why are they not being prosecuted for destroying evidence that could have exonerated a lot of J6ers? Huh? Where's Jim Jordan in the Republican Congress at on that? Huh? They took the evidence and destroyed it. And guess what? You don't hear nothing about it. You don't hear absolutely nothing about it. Now, if I don't get to no phone calls tonight, I just don't get to no phone calls tonight. I just have to get y'all on the vent another night. But right now, Silk is vent. Because there are some issues that's going on here in our country. These people get here, they put together a kangaroo court, a kangaroo committee to push a narrative. They even brought in people to dramatize the J6 committee court debacle. They had this bull crap on TV for all to see, but they want to keep President Trump's trial hush hush. They don't want the public to see that. Oh, no. But no, you want to say Trump is just such this big old criminal. He's such a criminal. We want the world to see, but we're going to keep this hush hush. But when it comes down to this J6 stuff, just to push a narrative, you had all of the media folk all on this stuff to the point that I just had to turn that mess right on off, because I knew it was nothing but a bunch of lies. Nothing but a bunch of lies. That's exactly what it was, and it still is. You took and you tampered with evidence. J6, Democrat J6 committee with starring Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. You destroyed that evidence. Why? Because you didn't want the Republican Congress to get their hands on it. So they can go ahead and display what you done. And with them doing that, the same thing that they want to lock these J6ers up for is called the U.S. Code 1512 C2. And I believe that the minimum is 20 years. And Jim Jordan, you can call Liz Cheney's ass, Adam Kinzinger ass, Benny John Thompson's ass, and all of these other J6, whoever sat on the J6 committee's asses in, so that we can question them. Why did you delete, destroy, and remove and tamper with the evidence? I just want to know. I just want to know. Our country is being destroyed from the rooter to the tooter. And everybody want to sit back on their hands and see them do nothing. And that like they don't see nothing. But I see a whole lot. I'm not wearing glasses for nothing. I got another video that I want you all to pay close attention to. 25 Ways America is Being Destroyed. Please play clip 4.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
You all, that's exactly what's happening. And that's why it's imperative that you share this video. You need to share this video with everybody. Huh? They need to see how America is being destroyed by these globalist elitists. Huh? These three-letter organizations, these different regimes. They need to see how our country is literally being destroyed deliberately. They want us to be destroyed. And you know what? It's time for these three-letter unelected bureaucrats, these three-letter organizations, it's time for them to be destroyed, dismantled. We don't even have to rebuild them. No, just destroy them, because they are the one who have all of this red tape in place. Look right there at the WHO want to take away America's sovereignty. Huh? They go in, you got the America and you got Wuhan, China. They go in and they create these doggone bioengineered weapons. Uh-huh. And then they release it out here to the public and say, whoa, 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 here come a virus. It ain't nothing but a bioengineered weapon. They release that out on the public. Then they say, okay, now you got to go in. You got to go in and hide. Huh? That's what they do. Huh? It don't mean us no good with what these people are doing. It's time for all of them to be dismantled. And once they are dismantled, then we can live. Because right now what they're trying to do is enslave us and then turn around and replace us with more slaves. That's what they're trying to do. Huh? That's why they got that border wide open. That's why no money was in this particular bill deal that Mike Johnson and the Democrats done rigged up. No money for the American people. It's a dog on disgrace. It's a disgrace. And everybody just sitting back looking like fools while our country goes straight to hell. Now, I don't know no other way to say it. I can't say it calm, cool, and collected. All I can do is call it straight out. Now, listen, you all. In the midst of me calling it out, I want you all to pray for Silk. That's right. I want you all to pray for this country. Every day, at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stop what we are doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. Pray for President Donald J. Trump. Pray for his family. Pray for their protection, you all. And I want you all to pray that God heals the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Join us Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
That's right.
Oh, it be going down over here.
You know
that. That's Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to see your face.
Your face.
In the place.
Boom.
About Grave Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic, it can be about anything. Gravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impact everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show, mm-hmm, and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know what everything I said. I don't want you to get a little hasty, but mm-hmm, I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1, mm-hmm, to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yes.